Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I think that for the recording, today is October 19, 2016. It's at this time 9:40 p.m. This is the PMB Personnel Committee. And we make all our reasonable efforts to try, according to our bylaws and the CPD, to reach somebody that can stream the meeting. Obviously, we didn't have, we just a few minutes ago, one of our members told us that Otis said that he will not be available to stream this meeting. We tried to contact Fred Blair and he will not be able to do it. I believe that we should, we did all our reasonable efforts to stream, and I hope that this meeting will be recorded by LUPAP, and we will put the audio of this meeting on kpfdx.org. I'm Adriana Casnave, the chair of the Personnel Committee. Please, Michael, can you take the roll call?
Leslie Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov, KPFT.
Here.
Jan Goodman, KPFK. I heard...
yes, one in the staff.
His absence. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Tony Norman, WPFW. Can't hear you. This is Michael Novick, KPFK. Serene Roberts, she asked to be texted if we were picking up. Did somebody do that?
I'm just doing that.
Margie Wilkinson, KPFA. Well, we have five currently. That's a quorum.
Thank you, Michael. I don't know if everybody received the agenda.
Look back in my email.
Let me ask you different. Anybody that didn't receive the agenda?
I received it. I see it here.
Okay. I think that our next, can you, Michael, or can you read it for the stream?
Yes, I read it. Call to order, roll call, election of the permanent secretary, number four, agenda approval, number five, minutes approval, number six, the process for hiring a CFO, A, budget for ads, and B, timeline. Number seven, the ED search, A, discussion of the last two ED job descriptions based on my review of the comparison, and B, a timeline. Number eight, adjourn.
Thank you. Okay, I think that we are in number three, election of permanent secretary. Is anybody volunteer to be the secretary? No, everybody together. Maybe. Okay. I believe that we don't have then anybody that wish to be the secretary of the personnel committee.
If I could explain my situation, just for the record.
That's okay, Michael. Okay. Nobody needs to explain why not. We are asking for permanent secretaries, and if nobody volunteers, that's fine. I think that we will go to every meeting, we will elect our secretary for that day. And if nobody volunteers, I will ask for somebody to take notes, and I will produce the minutes. Any ideas? Anybody have a better idea than that? Hearing none. We need to, who volunteered today to take notes? Why are you in this committee? Nobody wants to do any work? Sorry.
Well, that's why I have to explain why I can't continue.
Right.
I'm chairing the other committee.
We understand.
Right.
This is Janet.
Okay, Janet, go ahead.
So, in committees, at least, as far as I understand, the secretary is not necessarily required, and without a secretary, the chair is really takes on that responsibility. That's
exactly
my understanding.
That's my understanding. The only problem that everybody knows how difficult it is to chair and to take notes. But that's okay. That's okay. We can go ahead. Nobody volunteered to take notes. That's okay. I will do the job. Then we go to number four, agenda approval. Anybody come? Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you, Michael. Any objections? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Number six is the process for hiring a CFO. A is budget for ads. We need to start putting the ads, and I believe that will be a good idea to give this committee for the PMB to approve it, a budget of around $2,000 to produce the ads that we need to produce for the search of the CFO.
Janet, point of order or something?
Go ahead, Janet.
Sorry. So we had a closed session meeting, and there was a report out, and I think we should have that read.
Yes. Yes, that's perfect. Can anybody read the report out from the executive session? Michael, can you read? Or Janet?
I can read it. The personnel committee met in closed session on October 19th, 2016, and adjourned the meeting after learning that the previous pool of CFO candidates cannot be used for the new CFO search.
Thank you. Okay. Being said, any ideas about, everybody have a different idea about $2,000 budget for CFO ads?
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes.
You skipped over minutes approval.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. You're totally right. Totally right, Michael. I'm sorry. Michael, you sent how many sets of minutes?
I sent four sets of minutes. I resent them again a short while ago. Originally sent them on the 28th of September.
Okay. Why don't we present it one at a time?
Okay, I sent minutes for May 20th, corrected minutes, corrected draft minutes for May 20th.
Okay. Do we have any objections to approve those minutes?
I apologize. I just need to abstain.
Okay. I will take the roll call. This to approve the minutes of May 20, 2016. Okay. Wait for the two?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you call me?
Yes. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Janet Sovereign?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Is that yes or pass?
Janet, can you repeat?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Tony Norman? He's not here, I'm sorry. Jan Goodman is not here. Tony Norman, Adriana Casney vote yes. Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Perfect. Thank you. The count is 5 yes, 0 no's, 1 abstention. The minute passed. What is the second
Draft minutes of the meeting of June 13th, also corrected.
Okay. Any discussions? Serene?
I'm sorry, I need to abstain on all of them.
Okay. Okay. June 13th. Wesley the two? Wesley?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just dropped the phone. What do you want? What is it?
We are voting in the approval of the June 13, 2016 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Celine Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Adriana Casney votes yes. We have again 5 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention. Okay. We are going to the next set, Michael?
July 1st, minutes of July 1st, also corrected from an earlier draft.
Okay, I can go straight to July 1st. Wesley?
Yes.
Yes. Michael?
Yes.
Serene? Abstain?
Abstain.
Janet Cobram?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Adriana Casnave, yes. The minutes are approved. 5 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention. Next set, Michael?
Okay, I'm sorry, this is out of order, but I also had sent the minutes for April 22nd.
April 22nd. I don't know.
Let me resend them again.
Did everybody can see it?
Yeah, they just showed up back in my inbox again.
I can see the draft minute in front of me, yes. Let me try to read it really fast, but Okay. Okay. Did anybody have the option to read it? I will take the roll call. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Celine Roberts?
Sorry, this is Menace?
April 22nd.
I abstain.
Okay. Janet Cobram?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay, and myself, I vote yes. The result is the same. 5 yes, 0 no's, 1 abstention. Okay, Michael. Do we have any other set of minutes?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then we keep going with the agenda. We were now, I hope that I'm right, process for hiring a CFO, point A, budget for ads. As I said, I propose...
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
So I was curious about the job description for a CFO, and there has been a question about knowledge of Great Plains and as part of the job description. And it's my understanding that it was...
Yeah, I have it here, Janet. I will send it to everybody in the app.
May I finish my question?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So there was a question about whether the knowledge of Great Plains was part of it, and from what I can tell, it wasn't, except that I see as item number 6, it says, facility with Microsoft Dynamics GP and ability to analyze accounting systems and software and updates where necessary. I'm assuming that GP means Great Plains.
Exactly.
Can anybody answer that?
That is the name, Microsoft Dynamics Great Plains. That is
okay,
the name of the software.
I would recommend that be spelled out in the future, not just GP, but Great Plains. But in any case.
I will send, if everybody wants it, I will send to the whole committee the job description revised that was revised in September 2015. Okay. I will, it's okay, I will send it to everybody. Give me a second. In the meantime, I want to know if anybody have any discussions about the proposed $2,000 for budget for ads.
Serene with a question.
Yes, Serene, please.
What was the cost of the last ad? The last round?
I'm sorry?
I mean, I don't need the precise number, but was it close to $2,000?
Yes, yes. I mean, the budget, I think that was around $2,000 too. What we asked last, yes.
Okay, thanks. Janet?
Yes, Janet, go ahead.
So I move that there be a budget for $2,000 for advertising for the CFO hire.
OK. Okay. Any discussion about the issue? I mean, I really certainly cannot chair, take notes, and check, try to send an email to all of you. I would really appreciate if somebody else have any other ideas about the job description or the ads.
Michael, to the stack?
Yes, Mike, please.
I would concur with what Janet Copeland said. I think that since actually a facility with a Great Plains was included in the description, I think that it should be emphasized because I think it's been a major problem with business managers, the CFO, and others not having the intimate knowledge of Great Plains and how it works and really being able to stay on top of developing the correct financial reports that we need in a timely fashion. So I think it's essential that whoever we hire next as CFO have the capacity not only to do it but to train other people in it.
I just sent to the whole committee the last job description. I don't know if anybody received it.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
So I made a motion and I emailed
Janet.
About the, may I finish? May I finish?
Janet, wait a second. About your motion, I didn't hear any objection. Okay? If it's something new,
that's what I was just, I just wanted to know whether it was, I didn't hear you ask about it, so.
Yes.
So, in any case, so that's, it's my understanding that that is taken care of and now we're moving along.
Okay.
Okay. And may I have the floor again?
Yes.
So, well, I don't know quite how to do this. I agree with what Michael said, but the item number 6 in the job description, which does not spell out Great Plains, it uses the initials GP. So I don't know whether a motion to spell it out is in order. And if it is, I move that. So that the job description say, facility with for number 6, facility with Microsoft Dynamics Great Plains, parentheses, GP. And ability to analyze accounting systems and software and updates where necessary. The job description be revised. And I don't know whether Michael wants to amend that to include something about training, but.
Yeah, Michael, to the stack.
Yes, Michael.
My understanding, because I tried to do a search for Great Plains once and couldn't find it, is that the official name of the software is Microsoft Dynamics GP. So I think that the Great Plains is what should go in parentheses.
Okay.
As opposed to, but I would like to amend it to say not just facility with, but ability to train people on Great Plains.
Okay, like we said before, the official name is Microsoft Dynamics GP.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to hear what the committee have to say, but I believe that if we need to modify this, we need to go to the PMB to add that modification. I don't think that that is the biggest problem that we have, because what we need is a CFO that knows Great Plains. Because if I don't mistake, most of our business managers knows it, and the one that are being hired should be hiring with the knowledge of Microsoft Dynamics GP. Anybody else on this issue?
Janet?
Okay, who is Jen?
I'm about to send my motion to change it to GP parentheses Great Plains. And that the PNB should, you know, that we should request the PNB approve that.
I'm sorry, point of information?
Go ahead, Siri.
Did I understand Janet to say that she thinks the PNB needs to approve the insertion of the word Great Plains?
Chair, may I respond?
Yes, please.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, Judy.
I think that's an edit we can make.
Anybody else about this issue? Or if not, I want to... Oh, I'm sorry. Michael? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think that if it was just that, it would probably be okay to just add it, because I think that's how colloquially Microsoft Dynamics GP is known to most people. But I would like to add the ability to train others on after facility with. And I think that would require a PNB approval. Second Amendment, sir.
Do we have? I need that in writing, Michael.
Okay.
And anybody else for the staff? Okay, I want to put myself. I personally believe that we don't need this. Is kind of a it's ridiculous to add in parentheses, in my view, something that is like saying that we are asking people if they know Microsoft Excel, and we need to put the common name. We are supposed to send these ads to professionals, that if even we, or most of us know, any professional, accounting professional, knows that Microsoft Dynamics GP is what we need. That is my view, but well, the committee will decide. And other thing that I want to say too, remember that this process, we are without the CFO. According for what I see, the next option that the PMB will have to talk about this will be November 1st. And then we will start from there. It means that we'll be way over next year before we can even start interviewing people from the CFO position. I believe that those things could be part of the questionnaire, and we can ask people if they are able to do it, because if people are knowledgeable, I don't understand why we will set if we will ask them if they want to pitch people. I mean, if we hire a CFO and the CFO is knowledgeable about this, why he will not want to address that with other people in the network? I don't understand why we need to specify that.
Janet?
Yes, Janet. Okay.
Okay, so I'm not sure that you just referred to, is that the training or is that the GP part?
Both.
Okay, so what I think is, since I've never heard discussion in PNB meetings, etc., of Microsoft Dynamics GP. I've always heard just people referring to Great Plains. And so since the job description is a public document and needs to be clear to everyone involved, that's why I think Great Plains should be spelled out in parentheses. So as an amendment to the job description. And I also agree with Michael's amendment to include ability to train others on it. I'm done.
May I ask something? Should be modified, explain 2.3, that says knowledge of GAAP protocols or familiarity with FCC and CPD requirements?
Michael, to the stack?
Yes, Michael.
I had asked, previously whether knowledge of Great Plains was one of the requirements, and I got the impression that it hadn't been. So now I see that it was. But if people somehow missed the fact that it was, I think it's worth underlining that it is one of the minimum requirements for the position of CFO is facility with Great Plains, a.k.a. Microsoft Dynamics GP. But to me, the important thing is to add the ability to train others on it, because I think that it's a weakness throughout the foundation that there are not sufficient people trained on Great Plains, which is the platform we're using, and there need to be. So I think the CFO has to be in charge of getting people up to speed on using it properly and utilizing knowledge capacity so that we can have much more accurate and rapid financials than we currently are dealing with.
Irene, please.
Yes, Irene. Go ahead.
Okay. If any of these amendments that are being suggested is going to delay the placement of the ad, I will be voting against them. I think that the ad does not have to be understood by everyone on the planet. It has to be understood by everyone in the industry. And as to whether or not someone is able to train, I mean, the assumption I get in most cases is that if someone is truly familiar with a program, they should be able to train someone else to use it. But I would not want a great CFO candidate who isn't necessarily a great trainer in Great Plains to slip away, because we can hire someone to teach people Great Plains if they don't know it. And there are other people within the network who are quite good on Great Plains who can be called upon perhaps to train. It shouldn't be a disqualifying factor that they can't train everybody to use, Great Plains. So where are we in terms of these amendments and getting the ad out? Well, what is the point?
And Janet, I have a point of information after that.
Okay, Janet, go to your point of information and I will clarify three of the things that were asked. Go ahead with your point of information.
Okay.
So the director just said that we can find somebody else to train people. I'm just wondering where the money would come from to pay somebody to do that.
Okay,
find somebody and pay them to do that.
Okay, let me answer the points first, because that will clarify a bunch of, we don't need to go into this discussion. If you read the first page of the job description, under duties and responsibilities, number 7 said manage and ensure training and development of national finance and accounting personnel and coordinate activities. There, the manage and training and ensure training is just there.
Okay.
Is in the job, in the duties and responsibilities. What we are talking about explaining is the point number 6 in minimum requirements. That's why I don't believe that we need to explain to a professional that Microsoft Dynamics GP, what that means. Because if they don't know the name of this, it's commonly known like Great Plains, I think that we need to be talking to somebody else. And according to what you just asked, Michael, when you asked before, I told you that I believe that that was in the job description, because I told you that one of the questions was to the candidates of the previous pool was that, and we have a specific, I don't want to talk specifically about who, but we have the assurance that that will be no problem at all. It means that, yes, that was, and you can see. Yes, Janet, go ahead.
Okay, so based on what you just said, I'm fine with withdrawing my amendment to the job description, but I just want to add in that I think we need to edify the PNB and everybody else that GP, Microsoft Dynamics GP, is Great Plains. We don't have to spell it out in the job description. And then I also agree that Michael's amendment to that is already included in the job description, so I don't see the need for that either.
Okay, Michael Ivozak.
Go ahead.
I just received the job description, so I agree that training is included in the job description, and therefore it's not necessary to repeat here, and so I'll also withdraw my amendment. But I do think that it's really important that we get somebody who has it down pat when we do the actual search.
Yes. Okay, then do we agree that the job description is fine? Do we think that something needs to be modified? I want to hear. And we need to, if we agree with this, and we agree with the budget already, I think that we need to talk about the timeline and the method that will be used for this. Anybody? Anybody? Okay. We agree
totally.
Go ahead, Michael.
So my impression is we would need approval from the PNB for the budget, right?
Exactly.
So I think pending approval of that budget, we should advertise as soon as possible.
Exactly.
The opening, and proceed from there. I think. I don't know if 30 days is sufficient once the ads run, or we want to give it a longer period of time to accept applications.
Well, go ahead, Jen.
Oh, just that, yeah, there needs to be an application deadline for whatever is advertised. So that's something we need to discuss, I think, and decide on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, whether 30 days was sufficient or was it a longer time frame?
I don't know if anybody have any ideas, but we should put a deadline if we want, but I want to remind you that before we did the same and we finally decide the deadline is till the job is being filled. Okay.
Janet.
Go ahead, Jen.
I agree. I mean, we could put, I don't know whether we would want to put a tentative deadline or some, like November 30th or until the job is filled. But in addition to that, we also need to include in the timeline any kind of interview timing with the committee and then also then with the PNB, et cetera. And questions to ask, that kind of thing, in the interview.
Okay. I believe that we have part of our job already done because we have time to, in the meantime, to go to the questionnaire, but I think that we have it. It's so close that we have the questionnaire and I think that it's valid anyway. We can modify that a little bit, but that will be enough for one of our sessions. And if we are talking about November 1st, it's the next PNB meeting, it means that is the fastest.
Third. I think it's the third.
Third. I'm sorry, third. November 3rd. That shows that this is the fastest that we can have the approval of the budget. And I was thinking, what about putting a deadline, a first deadline that will be like December 15th. That will give us a little bit more than a month. Yes, Annie.
You know, it is possible for the board to approve by email. The board can take any action without a meeting that it would have taken at a meeting if it's unanimous. So perhaps if people are serious about us getting a CFO, folks will agree to the budget number by email. We can certainly ask, and that way we don't have to wait another 2 weeks.
Yeah. We can try. We can put that motion to the PNB and ask. I'm not certain of that. If we really can request a consent of a motion by mail. I'm not that sure that we can do that. Anybody knows the rules about it?
Janet?
Okay, Janet?
Yes, and it can be done with unanimous agreement, yes.
Okay.
I don't have the citation in front of me, but
okay.
It's somewhere in the bylaws.
Okay, then we will send the motion. I will send the motion to the whole PNB and ask for a written agreement. And if everybody agrees, that's it. If not, we will go to November 3rd. Okay? Is that okay? Anybody?
I'm sorry, we'll go till when?
We will do it in writing. I will send a motion to the PNB to be unanimous, agree on. And if not, that will be presented in the November 3rd, 2016 meeting.
Thank you.
But we can do it if that is possible, like Serene said and Janet too. I mean, maybe that will accelerate a little bit our process. Okay. Okay. I think that we passed already 10 minutes our adjournment time. Can you hear me, or?
Sorry, I was muted. I will move to extend because I think we do need to get to the ED search as well.
Well, we are, I personally, it's 9:25. We are 10 minutes over our original time. I don't know. Is anybody, we have other things. We need to finish the timeline for this.
can I move to extend for 35 more minutes?
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, you can, but... Okay.
Nobody wants to... 20?
This is Serene.
Well,
this is Serene.
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
What is the date of the next meeting? Committee meeting.
I'm sorry?
What is the date of the next committee meeting, please?
I don't know, Michael, do you have, I think that it's November.
It's not opening up here, it is.
November 18th?
Personnel, November 16th. Wednesday, November 16th.
Yes.
Can we just do like 2 weeks instead? I need to get off the phone. You guys can stay on, but
can we get a Friday, please? Friday, November 4th.
What's happening next Friday?
Next Friday, let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all right. We have the 21st and the 28th.
I'll be in Berkeley for the Black Panther Party 50th reunion on the 21st, and I've had PNB committee meetings last night, tonight, another one tomorrow. I'm not going to do another one this week.
I wasn't suggesting an adjourned meeting. I was suggesting a new meeting, so it's at least 7 days. So
okay.
It wouldn't be tomorrow.
The 28th. The only opening that I see is the 28th.
When is your conference, Michael?
The 21st.
No, this weekend. This Friday is out. I'll get the 28th. I can deal with it. I'd rather stay on the phone for 20 more minutes, but...
I cannot understand what
that's
you're
all right.
Saying.
That's all right.
Okay. I propose that I will set the 28th then. If anybody disagree with the 28th. No? Okay. There is no objection. I will set the October 28th open meeting. Okay? And we can finish up some of this, and probably we will have the response from the PMB. I believe that will be something. Anybody else? This issue.
Janet.
Question.
Well, when you say the response from the PMB, that's about the CFO matter. But the
exactly.
The items we're talking about would be the ED search.
No, Janet. I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, I'm setting October 28th, like a meeting of open meeting of this committee, and I said that is on the side of the record or on the record. Probably by then we will have then an answer too, and we can keep with this issue too. That's what I said.
Okay.
I didn't say
okay.
That we need
the
answer there. I only my motion was only to October 28th at 8:30, the open meeting of the personnel committee. I will say that. Any objections? No? Hearing none. And we are already 50 minutes over our adjournment time, and
what the committee wants to do. I personally think that we should adjourn, but
it's up to the committee.
So moved.
Okay. Any objections to adjourn? Okay, hearing not, we adjourn. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.